For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. The town of Bristol is in the midst of marketing their new logo and brand, Bristol All Heart. A group of artists calling themselves the Bristol Art Squad have come together to showcase the new brand with Operation Storefront Art, five empty storefronts throughout the city that have become temporary art installations.
I think the city's really, over the course of the years, really has lost its identity.
That's photographer and Bristol Art Squad member Lindsay Vigue in her studio space in the Old Sessions Clock Factory. Lindsay's father worked in the factory, a reminder for her of better times for Bristol.
You know, when a city could have its identity and its pride based on clock manufacturing or new departure, all these great manufacturing businesses, and when manufacturing had gone out, we just really lost our identity here.
But Bristol is hoping to turn their fortunes around, in part with a new $120,000 marketing rebrand, Bristol All Heart. Artist Ginger Grant loved the new brand, but couldn't help but wonder whether the empty storefronts around town would negate all of the positive energy from the marketing campaign.
One of the storefronts in the West End had coffee cups all over the ledge. It was like, you're never going to rent a place looking like this, ever.
Ginger Grant says from all of those styrofoam coffee cups came a big idea. Transform those empty storefronts with art.
We wanted to get throughout Bristol a visual impact that people could see it right from the road, from the walking area, and what areas that we think could use the help in getting traffic to their stores.
Lindsay Vigue says the mission of Operation Storefront Art is twofold.
One, to obviously give life to the storefront with artwork and get a place for the artists to be seen, but also to show off that storefront so it's more of an economic development part of it too, where it's like, hey, we want more businesses and good businesses in this city.
And with City Hall's blessing and permission from the storefront owners, this group of self-proclaimed cultural ninjas went to work, choosing the locations and the artists and stealthily transforming five empty storefronts around town into art galleries.
It was nice, too, because we really kind of kept the whole thing under wraps. And all of a sudden, bam, people are seeing art in the storefronts. And it's so fun to see everyone kind of being like, what is going on here? We didn't know anything about it. No one heard anything about it. And then, boom, it was there.
One little guy, he stopped, and he literally, he could barely walk. He's walking with a cane, and he stopped at every single piece of art and literally just looked at it and we were ready to cry. It was so beautiful that he took the time to look at every single piece.
City officials are also looking and have asked the Art Squad to spruce up some boarded up condemned buildings downtown with work from Bristol artists. The storefront installations run through May 15th, but the Art Squad promises similar installations and other surprises in the coming months. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.